border controls, border closures, and chaos within an EU divided in its approach to tackle the consequences of war, the refugee crisis. Germany's regions said they could no longer cope with the overwhelming number of refugees entering the country. Reporting for Podium.me, I will today look at politics on a local level, here in Neustadt an der Weinstraße. What do you think of your government's response in the last 2 weeks to the refugee crisis?
I think the government is very helpful to the refugees, but I think they do much wrong. Mm-hmm. They let too many refugees in our country. Mm-hmm. And there's so many crimes they do. So yes, yeah. I think it's not that good.
Okay.
I think that's really good what Germany is doing. They're accepting a lot of refugees, and it's good for them to get help from Germany.
As I know, the German country not closed their borders, but make a new government for controlling the refugees at the borders, and I don't think that that we must do it. Mm-hmm. Because we have the
capacities.
Yes, for taking not all refugees, yeah, but very, very, very lots of refugees in our country, and we also have the money to do it.
I think they did a very bad decision about that, because people really need help, and they just close borders for refugees. That's a really bad thing to do. Mm-hmm. Because those people don't know where to go, and they really do need help. So why does our government close the borders to keep people out just because they're scared? I don't know. Especially winter is coming, so people don't know where to go. They live
shelters,
in tents.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, shelters. They live in tents or something. Yeah. That's bad. They could even die or get sick.
Yeah.
So we really do need shelters, and we really do need education for them, so they can communicate.
Yeah.
If they're in a foreign country and they can't communicate, so what are you going to do?
I think the integration here is getting supported, because they even get kindergarten places, and they even go to the schools here. But I'm wondering if this is any worth, because they can't even speak German.
But do you think the aspect of multiculturalism would not add to Germany?
No? I don't think so. I'm not I like to help, but we have to do it in a different way. We should think about it more, and then we should help.
I think it's good that they get integrated in the school places, but the space is limited. And there are already not that much kindergarten places.
And what would you like your government to do more or less of?
More, I don't know the word.
Support.
Support us, because they take our money to support the refugees.
Yeah.
But what about us? Our money, we have to save for our older life.
Yeah, yeah. Your future.
Yes, our future.
What do you think of other European countries?
I think it's good that they help them, but it's just too many.
Mm-hmm.
They let in too many. And we have to think about it. It's about our future. When when more refugees comes into our land, what should we do then?
Yeah.
The culture, and it's different, and they have other values and opinions, and I think that's not matching together. There's more problems than we have before.
I think other European countries should definitely open their borders, so refugees could be all over Europe, so that not one country has all of them, so it's not too much effort for one country to treat them all right and give them all shelter.
So you're saying it should be more proportionate?
They should definitely take refugees, because they're in Europe. It's not like that one country takes all of them and the others just say, no, I don't want any. That's not possible. That shouldn't be possible. I think the biggest problem in Hungary is that they just close their borders and create fences, and police is very cruel to refugees. That's against humanity. They should definitely take people. They're just people. We all do wash with water.
Yeah.
das ist eigentlich ein bisschen übertrieben, was die im Fernseher zeigen, weil
what's shown on TV is slightly exaggerated. Because I know that migrants in Hungary sometimes don't behave correctly. Sometimes people get beaten up there, and I don't think that that's good. When I went to Hungary last summer, many of my friends had been approached and asked if they have some money. And if you said no, they threaten you or something like that. Then you have to walk or run away. So I don't really like that. But here in Germany, I've never experienced something like that. In Germany, everyone is very nice and normal.
For example, yesterday I've heard that the Hungarian position is that they're saying German people don't understand us because we have a history, and if they would be understanding us, they would not be saying that we are just mean and we are not willing to do so, you know? What do you think of that? Do you think that could be a historic reason behind this?
I think that doesn't matter today anymore. I mean, like, it was the same with Germany. It was divided in two parts. And my parents are refugees from the older part of Germany. Yeah. And they fled into the western part of Germany. Yeah. So I know what
it feels like.
Yeah, what it feels like.
Okay, so you don't think it's a justification to say, okay, it's history?
It's definitely not.
The Germans don't know what Hungary is like because they haven't been there. These things don't happen here in Germany. Hungary is completely different. People are scared when it gets dark. You can't actually go out any longer because they get scared that they might get beaten up. And in Germany, this doesn't happen. And that's why the Germans don't understand us.
Would you take a refugee into your home? And
no.
Why not?
No way. Because they have other culture and I don't know them, so I don't want a stranger to be in my house, yeah. But yes, I don't think that I would.
Would you yourself take a refugee into your home?
Yes, definitely.
And why?
I think it's important to help these people, they've been through a lot of trouble and it's important to help.
Yeah, depending on if it's needed, probably, yeah. I feel like it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, so you would like to support them?
Yeah.
I would definitely take a refugee into my home if I had enough space.
Yeah.
We really need to help those people. They don't know where to go. They experienced war and cruel in their home countries, so we really do need to help people. I mean, it's like you don't know those people, so that's a strange thing to do, but still you can get to know them and talk with them and like give them education. And a shelter.
I had my say.
Podium.me.